guys know what an intuitive is? There's listening to your intuition, and I've had a guest speak on that before, so you can go and find that, listening to your gut, your feelings, right? And then there's intuitive people. Intuitives are people that can feel the energy of another person and read it, you know, help you, guide you, things like that. And I have been following an intuitive horoscope person since the beginning that I found out about being with a narcissist. And when I met Lizelle, those of you who know her, she was my narc's next supply. She was from Australia. And so she introduced me to these horoscopes that were intuitive readings based on your star sign. And they're on Instagram. And now I get them in my mailbox. And these things just are so incredibly powerful. They make you think. And today I've got a guest on my show. Gazelay is from Australia. And she does these intuitive readings every single day that are set out like horoscopes, if you would. They're not fortune telling. They're not like, you know, they are truly something that makes you think. And I have just been trying to bring you guys all of the different possibilities and all the steps that I've taken to recover and to move past the drama and the pain and the hurt. And that means putting positive things in your mind. That means focusing your energy on you and your day in a different way. And so I'd like to welcome Gazelay and thank her for being here. And we're going to talk today about what an intuitive coach is and how someone like this can help you see deep inside of yourself. So welcome. Thank you so much for joining us.
Wonderful. Thank you, Tracy. Thank you for having me here.
I am so excited you're joining us from Australia, right?
Sydney, Australia. Yes, that's right.
Yes, and it's the middle of your day, and it's just becoming nighttime here in Colorado. So we're on opposite ends of the world, but I found your work, and I'll have you talk to us in a second about it, but I found your work through a friend of mine from Australia who was getting, at that time, your daily horoscopes, and she would read me mine every day, and I would be like, where's my, you didn't read it today. Where is it? And what you do, you are an intuitive coach.
Yes.
And what else? Why don't you tell me about yourself?
Okay, sure. You know what? I don't use the word coach. I usually use the word facilitator. Why? Coaching, I feel, is a little bit different to facilitation. But yes, I'm an intuitive facilitator, and the horoscopes are all written intuitively, so they're all based on intuition rather than your astrological horoscopes that are written based on the planets. And my job as an intuitive is, first of all, writing the intuitive horoscopes, but also speaking. When I connect with people, I have the ability to be able to hear what they can't hear in their own thought pattern. So that's intuitive. And also to be able to take on board. So often I listen for what people don't say. That's, I find people's answer is in the words that they don't express. That's what I find anyway. So my sessions are all based on, even my group work, it's always based on what people are not talking about, believe it or not.
Wow. That is so awesome, because I would never think that someone could be like looking between the cracks.
Yes. Well said. That's exactly it. You know, all these years, I'm not being able to put it into words, but that's exactly right. Yeah.
Awesome. So your horoscopes that you have, while they do say Leo or Virgo or the different star signs, what I love about them is they make me think. They make me think about something, and it's never like a negative thought, but it's something to be aware of and be conscious of. So I love that.
So it sounds to me, it's what it sounds to me like you're pondering when you read them. It gives you the opportunity, hopefully, which is the intention, for someone to sit and go, well, what does that mean for me? Or how does that relate to me where I'm at in my life? And hopefully get people to be more and more in the here and now of their life rather than, you know, past and future stuff. Yeah,
absolutely. And you and I have talked before today, and the past and the future is very much how survivors of abuse live, because like today they're still worrying about what happened yesterday and fearful of tomorrow. So your stuff has been so powerful to me, and I know to millions of other people all over the world.
Thank you. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. It's,
you know, it's you say that, it's interesting you say that, Trace, because my intention in particular with the intuitive horoscopes has always been to support one person having an off moment. And I mean, we all have off moments, don't we? It's normal. The one person's really struggling. I always used to think of, I would imagine maybe like a single mother that's going through a really challenging time, or someone that's experiencing a lot of darkness mentally in their mind, to maybe read those words and feel a little bit of lightness and go, you know what? It's going to be okay. I can do this. I'm going to go one more day and then another day. Because you know that there are a lot of people that not just surviving, but just merely existing, you know, mm-hmm. they're the people that I want to touch.
Yes. And you do in so many ways. So can you tell us about the help that you offer, the non-coaching work that you do? How does somebody, like, what can they expect and how do you help them?
Sure. Okay. So you're referring to the intuitive sessions. Okay. So I do one-on-one intuitive sessions, just the way that we're speaking right now, so online. And the intuitive sessions basically are there to support the client to get real about where they are, who they are, what they love, what they want in their lives, and then take a snapshot of that and then move forward from where they are. I think that's what's really important. What I found over the years, and I've said this many times over, and I say this respectfully, of course, that I often find people don't know what they're talking about. Even when they're talking about themselves, they still don't know what they're talking about. And so what I love to do is really, as you say, get into the cracks and help them to understand that actually what you're talking about is what your mother wants for you or what your great-grandfather wants. This is not who you are. Mm-hmm. Let's get to the core of who you are, then move forward from there. So that's what the one-on-one intuitive sessions offer, and that's what you can expect to get from them. Mm. Yeah, that helps. Yeah,
I had one with you, and it was fascinating, and it does make you think, and it does make you look out of yourself, because I'm learning so much about the old recordings in our head. The mommy told me this, the people told me that, I heard this from my abuser. I'm learning so much about that and trying to pick those things out when I hear them or see them. But a lot of times it's taking practice. So I think working with you can help someone, you know, sort of like reality check, like knock, knock, that's not you, what do you feel, and push them towards something that can make them feel more empowered.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, it's on top of feeling empowered, is being able to express yourself, mm-hmm. and getting whatever you've got sitting within you, getting it out, no matter where you are on your journey. This is what I certainly believe. It also comes from the experience of 20 years of working with people and myself. No matter where you are on your journey, we all need support in one form or another.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know if you agree with that, I'm not sure, but really, you know, like, there are parts of the journey you're on your own, I get it, but mostly we all need support.
Yeah,
you know? Yeah.
And to have like a little ray of sunshine. A lot of people will talk about reading an affirmation to yourself, yeah. and doing, you know, positive quotes and things like that every day. I've tried them. I've written shit on my mirror. Like, I am great. I am good. Brushing my teeth. Thank you. You know, it doesn't really move you on. It's definitely positive. It definitely helps, but it doesn't get you to think, because you know it's already on there because you wrote it on your mirror. So it's when you wake up and you find a new one in your mailbox or on Instagram or in your mailbox, I get them too. And you're just like, oh, I see. And then you're almost like not looking forward to that to happen, but you're sort of keeping your eye on the possibility that that is going to make sense at some point today or tomorrow. You'll look back at it. I always look back at the day when you put the new one out. I look back at yesterday and go, that was so on, you know, and then I'll read today's and then I'll look at it again tomorrow after the day's over. And yeah. It helps me so much to just like, it's inspirational and very, very moving.
Yeah. Oh, it's good to hear that. So you're referring to the daily intuitive horoscopes. And, you know, I like the way you say that, Tracy, because I often say to people, read them. Yes, it's one thing to read them at the beginning of your day for whether it's inspiration or it's a possibility, right? And it's also, I find, really powerful to read it at the end of your day.
Mm-hmm.
I always say to people, just read them at the end of the day and see what happens, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what you also started doing, monthly horoscopes recently, or I signed up for it recently. And tomorrow's the beginning, or 2 days from now is the beginning of the month. And so I'm like a little kid at Christmas. I can't wait till it comes because, again, I go back at the end of the month and go, wow, she said on the 15th this was happening. Look what happened. And to look back at a whole month and an outline of things, it's very powerful. How do you forecast these things? Like, how do you sit down and go, okay, Leo's, this is what I think is going to happen?
Yeah, yeah. Well, the one thing I definitely don't do is any thinking. There's no thinking involved, because if there is, and I can't write it. So best thing is I use my intuitive abilities. I've always had it. It's innate in me. When I was very young, I started with coffee cup readings. And very, very young, I was 12 years old and I started giving coffee cup readings. But just to cut a long story short, I realized that was a bit of a gimmick and I didn't need it. And I actually could read if I wanted to do readings, which is not necessarily, I don't do readings anymore, but I put them in the intuitive horoscope. So I would sit down and go, okay, so what do I feel about the Leo? And so it's almost like I would step into the energy of the Leo. From that space, then I'll write down whatever comes up for the Leo, and then obviously it turns into an audio. I think what's really important about these coaching audios, these ones are called coaching audios, because I am coaching each star sign through the month via audio. What's really important about them is that each star sign has their own specific qualities and traits, you know. And so what I love to do is, for example, with the Leo, is go, okay, because of this particular trait, you need to, you know, look out for, on the 15th, you need to look out for, you know, what's up and coming. But it supports them, each star sign, to get to know their internal traits, which is their limitations, but also what they can rise above.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, so I feel like that's how the monthly forecast can be incredibly supportive.
And I know that I've signed up for it, but we talked about that you would offer the people who are watching this video a free month if they sign up for that.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. I'd love to do that. So they would have to put in a code, which I'm sure you will probably explain in over the video at some point. Yeah, in the note. Okay, great, wonderful. Yeah, so they get 1 month free, and then they can unsubscribe if they at any point that they feel it's not useful for them, which doesn't really happen. I find that once people subscribe, that's it, they're keepers.
I know, I'm like totally hooked, and it is something to look forward to, and I don't know. I think that everybody should have it done, and everybody should learn about learning about themselves. Because it's enough to get rid of the narcissist, to get rid of the abusers in your life, to learn what happened. That all has to happen. But then it comes a time where we have to start healing ourselves. And we have to start taking medicine, if you would, that's going to make us stronger. And to me, that's what your messages do. They make us stronger. And so whether it's just an awareness of that particular day, and they can find that on Instagram or sign up for your mailing list. But those monthly things are such a cool thing that you're doing.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. You know, just to throw something in off that, when you talk about the narcissist and the abuser, it's one thing to have it externally, but it's also another thing to have the internal narcissist and the internal abuser. And I feel like my work would be dealing with that what's going on internally in here rather than the external, if that can make any sense. And hopefully that's what the star signs can provide as well.
Absolutely. There's a lot. I did a workshop last month on changing the story, which I don't think I've made the video yet, but basically it's our internal story. And you know, if you were to sit there and ask me what my experience was, I would have been like, you know, and everything would be because, well, what happens is when I tell that story, I go into like panic attack. I go, you know, because I'm stirring that pot again. And if you learn to change the story, and that means putting in positive things, that means putting in a different recording into your head and just go, yeah, it happened. It sucks. Look how good I am now. Ha ha. He didn't deserve me. You know, what a different story and what a different internal feeling that can be for someone.
Yeah, sure. I believe the story will naturally change itself.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know if we'll be on the same page here, but maybe that the story will naturally change itself if, like you're saying, you change the story, but also if you're doing the inner work, don't you think? If you're doing the whatever the work may be, because I feel like it might be different for lots of different people, but then the story begins to shift itself and you look back and go, oh, I don't do those things anymore, or I don't think that way anymore, you know? Yeah.
And no matter what anyone's struggling through, yeah. You know, we're talking about people that have treated them badly, but there's also so much in there that we have to look at inside of ourselves. Well, why did we allow it? Why weren't we strong enough? It's not like a blaming thing, but it's a understanding, oh, I don't know what about boundaries are. You know, you have to learn that the inside stuff that, yeah, you were abused, but you didn't have boundaries. You never said no. So of course they're going to walk all over you. Learn how to say no and you'll get better. And there's the story change because that's something inside of you. And that's how we can help them see those things.
Yeah, absolutely. And so what I hear when you say that is the person has to get real.
That's
and then when you're real, then you can say no. But you can't, how are you going to say no if you're not really yourself? You're not your authentic self. So yeah, I agree. Absolutely. Yes.
Yes. She says yes. So tell me a little bit more about the readings or these things that, that come up. I mean, is there more that we should learn, or why someone should think about these as a part of their recovery?
So the readings, are they intuitive horoscopes, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, you know what? I feel like it's useful in the part of the recovery, in any recovery. And the reason for that is because every day when you sit, you start your day, and for some people it's the end of the day, but when you're sitting down, you're reading whatever it may be for each star sign, it's not really, I'm not speaking from the planets. I'm speaking from intuition. I'm speaking from now, from this moment. And I feel that when the conversation comes from this moment, there's a healing that begins to take place naturally. I love the word natural. It's got to be natural for me anyway. And so what I find with these words is the energy that they come from that can begin a healing process. And imagine every day you're reading something that is supporting you to go, you know what, there is, for some, oh, wow, there's hope. And for some, there's a possibility. And for some, it could be, actually, I'm going to be very conscious of what to look out for today. Do you know what I mean? And for others, there's a door that's opening. I read them. And I'm like, because I don't remember what I've written. And I'm like, oh, great. I know what to look out for today. Thank you. I don't get lost in it, but I know what to look out for. And then I get on with my day. I sometimes go at the end of the day and read it and go, holy shit. That was actually pretty good. You know? And yes, that was really, you know, and it's a way to get people hopefully to, one, be in the now, two, feel empowered,
mm-hmm.
make better choices.
Yeah. And that's.
Sometimes you, sorry, go ahead.
No, I said that's what it's all about.
Well, it is. And it's not, sometimes you're not in a position to make the choice you'd love to make. I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
However, we are always in a position to make a choice that can support us to rise above whatever the fear is or the limitation. Sometimes it's just the choice can be just to bring my attention to my breath right now and be in this moment.
Right. Exactly. And we do have a choice. And I think that's a very important part, to give back that power. Because when you've had this kind of experience, you've lost the power, and you don't think you have a choice. You don't think your opinion matters anymore. But I always like use the analogy of like a roller coaster. And, you know, nobody goes like this to recover from anything. I don't care if you, you know, hurt your knee. You're not going to go like this. You're going to go up, and then you're going to take a step and go, oh, that really freaking hurt. Oh, I'm better. Oh, I'm better. And then one day you'll be playing basketball again. But recovery is just like that. We go on this wave that if we just have that glimmer of hope, that moment when we believe and feel better about ourselves, then tomorrow it might be 2 moments, 2 seconds, 5 minutes. We might go, okay, the next day is going to be great. And that's how we climb that ladder. We don't climb it like this.
I agree, yeah. And I think one thing about recovery that I've learned over the years in my life, in particular through working with people, is that you're always one, this may sound negative, but certainly not coming from that space, but we're all always one thought away from, you know, relapsing on something. So it's never to go, oh, I've got it. I've got it all. I'm in the, you know, in the clear. Well, no. And I think that's important to remember, mm-hmm. so that we can stay present and not get ahead of ourselves. Mm-hmm. I don't know. You think the same thing, but.
No, I totally agree, because if we don't hold on to that hope and we don't expect the roller coaster. Because that's when we get disappointed. When we think we're going like this, and then we go like this, then people get discouraged. But if they can go, this is a journey, and I had a shit day, something triggered me, tomorrow will be better. It's when we trick ourselves to thinking that anybody, an alcoholic, doesn't have that urge. You know, anything, any kind of addiction, any kind of pain that we've been through, it's a roller coaster, and the sooner we learn that, the easier it is for us to accept that step down the ladder. So
everything flows. I feel like that way, then we don't get so attached to the flows. The ebbs are coming. Mm-hmm. Ebbs and flows.
I never knew which one was up and down. I never knew ebbs and flows. Ebbs are up.
Well, and the flows are when everything's flowing and it's like, oh, this is great. Everything's going my way. And then there come the ebbs. It's like, oh, shit, you know. And I feel, if we can be, you know, sometimes when my friends ring me and they talk about that, oh, this thing's working out. I'm like, I'm happy for you. Just remember the ebbs and flows. Like, why do you have to ruin it? I'm like, I'm not ruining it. I'm just reminding you that everything has ebbs and flows. You can't just love yourself when you're doing all the things that you think is good for you and then hate yourself when you're not doing those things, you know, like just so that you don't get attached to this part of the process or this part of the journey. Keep going, ebbs and flows. So
that would make a really good song. Like, is there an ebbs and flows song? Because I could hear it. Like, I could totally hear that.
So get into something new.
So I know I want to talk about your free 15-minute consultation that you are bravely giving to my viewers.
Yeah.
Want to talk about that?
Yeah, sure. So it's basically, I wanted to offer that to your viewers because I know the power in sitting with someone and having a conversation and expressing yourself, in particular in these intuitive sessions. And what I wanted to do is offer your viewers the opportunity to be able to sit with me for 15 minutes without having to pay for anything. And to see, go, yes, this is for me. I would like to continue further. Or, no, I don't. This doesn't work for me, you know. We both have to gel with each other. I feel that that's very, very important. And there's got to be a trusting. It's hard to get on a call and just talk about your life with someone that you don't even know who they are. Who are they? What do they do, you know? So I wanted to offer that opportunity for the viewer to see this is actually really authentic. You don't have to pay for it. Let's get together, see how you feel about the session. A lot can happen in 15 minutes anyway. I'm certain of that. Mm-hmm. And then if they're interested in, you know, going further, then we can go from there as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is so generous of you. I hope we get like 100,000 viewers.
Oh, dude.
She's like, 15 minutes times 100,000. Oh, no.
Yeah, I didn't think that one through, did I?
She was like, uh-oh.
Yeah, that's okay. It's okay with me. So what I would do is I'll give you a link and people can just use that link to book in for their own 15 minutes. They don't need to contact me.
Okay, good.
Yeah, and just turn up on time. That's all I ask is turn up on time.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Or that would be great because
then I figure them out.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's what I would like to make available for your viewers.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. And I'm pretty sure we won't get 100,000 unless we put the word cheating in the title. Because that's, oh my God. I have one video that has 120,000 views on it and it's cheating. And I don't even really know what I said. It's just so long ago. It just keeps.
Yeah. I believe the right people will find me. If I have a service to provide for them and it's going to be useful for them, the right people will find me.
Absolutely. And that's the key. And that's the point of my interviewing experts is to introduce people to things that they might not ever have heard of before and open up their arms to angel cards or, you know, whatever else I bring to them. They go, acupuncture. People are like, what's that? I've never known about that. You know, so it's as many different types of things that I have used in my healing, I'm just sharing. And I want everyone to know that there's a whole nother world out there that we can help heal us. So,
yeah, I tell you what, I take my hat off to you because I noticed that your sharing has no, let me, the right word come to me. There's no, you're not trying to get people or forcing people to go down one avenue or that avenue. You're so open with your sharing and, you know, your experience of this person or that person, or this modality will support, you know, a number of people to heal and that modality will support, you know, I love that you're so generous with it. There's no judgment in it. That's what I was looking for. And I love that. And you know what? I find that that's rare. It's very beautiful of you to go, hey, what about angel cards? Or, hey, what about sessions? Or, what about horoscopes? And you're not attached to.
Because there's so many people and so many things. I mean, there are some people that, you know, when I said the word angel guards, they were like, delete, you know, they didn't want to, that wasn't for them. So that's just not their message. So again, your goal and my goal at the very beginning of this is if I can have one person with my shitty ass stories, then that was worth it. And now that I've reached, you know, 500,000 people, I'm like, whoa, people listened.
So keep going. And there, no judgment, because I know that my work is definitely not for everybody. I know that. Mm-hmm. Right? I'd be ridiculous to assume that that would be the case. Mm-hmm. You know, so I really take my hat off to you. I think it's beautiful what you're doing, and the way that you're sharing is so generous.
I'm gonna make the world a better place, and I start with one narcissist victim at a time. That's all that matters. So. Yeah. I really appreciate that you have joined us here today so that we can tell people about your readings and your forecasts and your coaching, not word coaching. I forgot to write the word down, but you know what I mean.
Facilitation, but it's okay. Use whatever word you need to. It doesn't matter.
Whatever. So I appreciate it. I will put all the links down below and you can sign up for, I'll put her link to her website so you can sign up for the daily emails, sign up for the monthly forecasts. And again, I'm sharing this with you people because this has helped me so much. And if that can brighten my day for 3 seconds in the morning when I read it, it's 3 seconds more of joy that I had thanks to you.
Awesome. That's really good. Well said. I like that. Thank you. And thank you. Right. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. If there's one thing I can just ask you to do is to open your heart to something new and either get on one of her websites, I'll put both of the links down below, and sign up for that free 15 minutes intuitive session. And sign up for her daily intuitive horoscope readings based on your sign. Open your heart to something different because we have to make changes. This is Tracy. Thank you for watching. Please subscribe if you haven't subscribed yet. I am in the middle of a Meet the Expert series, and it's really fun to bring you these videos and to show you all of these people that are out there that can help us. It's not going to be for everyone, but it's there. For those of you who are watching me on YouTube, I also have a podcast. For those of you on the podcast, I have a YouTube. And I also have a website, narcissistabusesupport.com, where you can find all kinds of resources, including listings state by state of free counseling, free help that is available in your state that we probably don't even know is there. So we've got it all there for you. We've got blogs, we've got red flags, we've got all kinds of stuff, a quiz to see what do you need to do next to move on. And we've got a PTSD course and another course that's going to get rid of that anger and help you move on and become you again. So this is Tracy. Thank you so much for watching, and visit my website. Check me out wherever you are on social media, because I'm probably friggin' there. And have a great day. This is all I got.